Boring. Boring. If you've ever raised kids and teenagers, I'm sure you've heard that word coming out of their mouths many times. And it's the last word you want to hear coming out of the mouth of someone who serves in your church, who's come to a meeting and it's boring. It's Dullsville. There's no dynamic to it. There's no strength they're getting from it. They can't wait for it to finish. And they're certainly not going to come back to the next one that you run. Hi, John Finkelde here from Grow a Healthy Church. Welcome to this Build a Leadership Pipeline series. I hope you're really enjoying the series and you've been waiting for this episode because I've been talking this episode up in the last couple of episodes. I'm going to show you how to run a memorable meeting that people will say, that was remarkable. I want to come back to the next one. I'm going to give you the essential elements for this meeting, the six essential elements you need in a meeting. And you can add your own to that to craft a memorable experience that people say, I'm really glad I went to the all-in. I'm really glad I went to the operations team meeting today. It was just uplifting. I felt inspired. I felt encouraged. I learned something. I've got value. I feel appreciated. That's the sort of language you want. I'm going to show you how to craft these meetings. And also I'm going to offer you a resource that you'll be able to get a hold of that will really help you build a healthy, vibrant leadership pipeline. Well, I've been talking in the last two episodes about operation team meetings, all-in meetings. I talked before about the neglected church meeting of one-on-one meetings for a pastor and a department leader. But I really want to talk about the content of what you do in an operations or in a team meeting with your key directors of your church, your pastoral team, if you have a larger church, and also the all-in, the winner-winner chicken dinner meeting we talked about in the last episode. The key thing I would say before I give you these six various elements, the key thing I would say is never run this meeting like a church meeting, especially the all-in. Don't have it three songs, announcements, preach, coffee, go home. Don't do that. Make it different. Make it remarkable. Make it a standout meeting. As I said in the previous episode, the all-in meetings, you're going to run three or four of these a year, and you want to make them stand out. And regardless of whether you're a small, medium, large, or mega church, these meetings can have sparkle and life and energy. They add momentum to your serving culture. They really help you build and grow a healthy church. So there must be a point of difference between this meeting, your team meeting, your all-in meeting, and the Sunday meeting. So here we go. Six key elements to this meeting. First one is start with coffee and food. Start with a cold drink and food. Start with some sort of relaxed vibe, bit of music playing. Now, again, if you've got a small church and you've only got 10 people coming into a home, make sure music is on, make sure the temperature in the room is nice, make sure the ambience is right, ambient lighting in a small room is fabulous. If you're going to have 200 or 300 people coming, make it with some nice buzzy music going on in the background. And if you're starting at, say, 7:30 in the evening, then it allows people, if you have coffee and food through for the first 15, 20 minutes, it allows latecomers to come in without feeling that awkward, oh my goodness, I had to rush from work to get here and I'm late, or the kids were sick just before I left home, but I've come anyway. You get rid of all that because people are kind of piling in. There'll be some there early, some on time, some will come in late. You know how the deal is with people's punctuality. And it just allows people to come into a relaxed, if some people do come to these meetings straight from work and they're rushed. They're kind of, I've had a big day at work. Now I'm coming to this meeting. Do I really want to be here? Oh, look at that. Some nice food to eat. Oh, look. Oh, hot coffee. Oh, my goodness. Or a cold drink in summer. That's fabulous. Now make sure the food is good. Okay. You don't want crusty two-year-old biscuits put out. You don't want the kind of caterer's coffee. You want nice coffee. You want good drinks. You want this sense of, hey, we appreciate and thank you. And if you've got a small church and all you've got is about 10, 15 people, then get people to bring a plate, get people to bring something to share, do that sort of thing. Whatever works for you, but start with coffee and food. Second, start with good news stories. Now, you can line up these ahead of time and actually call people and say, hey, make sure you got a good news story to bring, or you talk to the leaders of departments. Make sure, I want you to have a good news story. Don't turn up to these nights. And I would, with our church, we ran these for decades in our church, and I'm still in my church that I used to pastor, and we still have these meetings in our church. Make sure you set up a culture of, we tell good news stories when we get together in a team meeting or in all-in meeting. Share it around. In a team meeting, you're going to be sitting in a room with half a dozen, three or four, five, six, 10, who knows, your number of departments you want to have in. And you just go around the room, say, everyone, give me a good news story. You create the culture of, hey, when we have a meeting, come with a good news story. If people go, what? I haven't got one. Well, make sure you got one next time and train them, inspire them, encourage them, show them how to hunt down those stories and share those stories, because it's a brilliant way of bringing encouragement to everybody. And also, if a leader can tell stories that are good news about what's going on in the department, they're more likely to recruit new people to their department. So get a few people up at the all-in, tell a few good news stories, get people clapping, appreciating, that's awesome. You want to create this sense that God is doing something. And trust me, the Lord Jesus is working in your church. There are good news stories there. You just have to find them. The Lord is at work in your church. He's building his church. Trust me, he's discipling the people as you are. There'll be good news stories there. Then do thank yous. Get some people up and appreciate and thank you. I mentioned in a previous episode, you might want to get a whole department up, all the men's ministry guys, give them a Mars bar, a Snickers each. You might want to get up someone with a special treat, give them a bunch of flowers and say, thank you for that great event that you ran. Do a whole bundle of giveaways and thank yous and appreciation. Now, in a smaller operations team meeting environment, you might just want to do one or two, but keep a good record of the thank yous. Don't kind of just, oh, who did we thank last time? You know, because you might repeat yourself. Because standout servers, they just keep standing out. You don't want to leave people out. That's why it's good to do whole departments all at once and give them a Mars bar each. You get, you know, in a large church, you might get 40 people up there in a department. And you give them a Mars bar each, you clap them, you interview a couple, why do you love what you do? And you just do a whole raft of thank you and appreciation and honor. And this helps build a culture of healthy honoring, healthy appreciation. People are honored in front of their peers. It's fabulous. I think it's one of the great things you can do at an all-in meeting. And people loved when, well, I found whenever we did this in our all-in meetings, people love that myself as a pastor or the pastoral team decided we really want to elevate people who are serving, not staff members, but people who are serving in our church, behind the scenes people. People just kind of reveled in that. They just rose to that occasion. They enjoyed it, even if they weren't getting the Mars bar. Number four, share some inside information. People love being on the inside of knowledge. They like to kind of know what's going on. So often in our all-in meetings and team meetings, I would share with them at length about things that were going on that I may mention in a Sunday service, or if I do mention it, it won't be the same level of knowledge. This was really helpful for large announcements. If we were going to do a significant missions project, if there was a major event coming up, or if there was even a problem in the life of the church that our congregation need to be aware of. Occasionally you would have a staff member not behaving themselves, to say the least, and to actually go to an all-in meeting and share, hey, this is the full story on this. It just helps them feel like they're part of the team, part of the core. And not the whole church will hear all the details about these projects or these problems, but I think it's important to share inside information with your team meeting, with your all-in meeting. I think it's really important to bring people in. Number five, prayer. Pray for one another during that. Spend some time in prayer. Now, I'm not a huge fan of singing and worship in these sort of meetings because I want to get away from this is like Sunday. I really want it to be very different to a Sunday service. So I generally would not have worship times during these meetings. You can, feel free to do, all good. That's what I did, but you don't have to repeat what I did. But we'd certainly have times of prayer. And in these meetings, in a shorter and a smaller team meeting, you can do it as a group prayer. But in the all-in meetings, we often break people into two or threes, get them to pray for various things. We give them ideas of what to pray for, give them some direction. Or say, hey, you share a prayer request with the three people that you're praying with and pray for one another, lay hands on each other, pray, encourage for one another. Have a time of prayer. Prayer is important. It's a foundation of building a healthy church. Number six, training. Now, if you've been following along as a subscriber, then you'll know I've covered this whole area of train, don't teach in a previous episode. If you haven't seen that, hit the subscribe button, go back and find that episode on training. There's a few episodes there on training. Have a listen. I am a huge fan that in a team meeting and an all-in meeting, the training must have takeaway value. So in the team meeting, you're dealing with heads of departments. You can really go into some of those elements that I've covered in previous episodes about the sort of things, helping them design systems, helping them solve complex problems, helping them handle complexity. You can really deep dive into some practical things. But push yourself, Pastor, to give training that people can implement within the next week. So if you think, I'll just preach a sermon like on a Sunday, no. You want something that they're going to go, oh my goodness, that is so helpful. I'm going to use that this week. You want takeaway value. This is what will bring people back. This is often the missing elements in all-in meetings, where it's download, teaching, outlining knowledge, which is all helpful. But if you want to do that for 10, 20 minutes, fine. But then spend another 20 minutes workshopping it, getting people involved in it so they can implement the material. And in an all-in, you may actually want to break off into departments and have kind of elective type things where people can go and have a bit of input about children's ministry or youth ministry or worship ministry or greeting or whatever, so that the training is relevant. Now, you might want to do in an all-in meeting a whole group attitudinal training, how to be an upbeat person when you feel like a brut person, how to turn up with a joyful heart when you feel very sad, how to put on love, how to put on joy. I mean, you might want to do some training around it with the entire group. That's fine as well. But think training, not teaching. And when you prepare that session, that part of the session, think, is this training or am I just doing a download? So there you go. The six elements of a memorable, remarkable meeting that people will say, I'm really glad I came to that. Even though I rushed from work straight here and I'm tired, I'm really glad I'm came. And when's the next all in? 3 months? Great, I'll be back for that. That's what you want. Now, I've written a book on building a leadership pipeline. You may not have heard of it, but there's a link in the notes to 27 ways to build a leadership pipeline. And yes, this whole series is 27 episodes. Funny that, isn't it? There might be a correlation. So if you're looking and kind of thinking, I really like this series, I'd like to kind of get some written material, the book, the link is in the notes. Grab the book. You can grab it paperback. You can grab it on your Kindle. Get it. You might want to buy a copy each for your team and really delve deep into these principles, because you'll find the same principles that you're getting in this series, you'll find them also in the book, and that can be a real help for you. Grab the link. It's in the notes. God bless you as you build a healthy, wonderful, vibrant, memorable meetings.